The Consumer Watchdog's Executive Director, Rosemary Siachitema, told Studio 7 on the sidelines of a Consumer Protection Bill consultation workshop held at the Queen's Hall in Mutare that the organization is severely constrained owing to poor funding from central government. Apart from inadequate funding, the organization is so understaffed, resulting in the CCZ failing to handle consumer queries around the country, with educational programs being badly affected.
I suppose by virtue of being the only organization in a country of about 14 million people, where a vigorous consumer education, information, research is needed for a whole country, 9 people is not enough.
She said funding from the Ministry of Industry and International Trade was inadequate to conduct consumer awareness and education as required by their mandate.
We are so thankful for the money that we do get, but it's never nowhere nearly enough for us to be able to do the education and information and research that we need to do for a country like ours.
Mrs. Chiachitema said it was imperative that consumer education was included in the school curriculum to help inform citizens on consumer rights, privileges, among others.
The Consumer Council has got no Zimbabwean law, the backing of it. All the time our work has been persuasive. Things like consumer protection, good practice is that there should be a law so that consumers have got a bedrock of law where they can look to for remedies and solutions, and where actually the flouting of consumer rights happen, there should be somewhere in law where it says that this is what's going to happen.
The Consumer Protection Bill, when passed into law, will lead to the establishment of a Consumer Protection Commission, CPC, a corporate that will have representatives from the Environmental Management Agency, EMA, the Farmers Association, the Ministry of Industry, the Competitions and Tariffs Commission, the Standards Association of Zimbabwe, and the Zimbabwe National Editors Forum, among others, to further the consumer's cause. The body will have powers to sue organizations and individuals as it seeks to protect consumers. Mutare resident and secretary of the Mutare Residents and Ratepayers Association, David Mtambirwa, said the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe's Consumer Protection Bill would go a long way in solving issues affecting the general populace, especially on the poor quality of commodities flooding the Zimbabwe market.
Consumer Protection Bill has come at the right time, where the ordinary consumer has been abused for a very long time. It should be an eye-opener to both the service providers and the consumers. Apparently, it's very unfortunate that the implementers of this bill, they also own the means of production. But at the same time, it's a very necessary tool to alleviate the predicament in which the consumer was surviving for a very long time.
The CCZ is currently on an outreach mission informing Zimbabweans about the bill and seeking their views. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Reda Moyo.